listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. The Central Highlands' new mayor and councillors will be sworn in at Emerald in the next few minutes under the leadership of the region's first female mayor, Janice Moriarty. While Gladstone has a new deputy mayor after their ceremony yesterday, with Natalia Muscat elected unanimously. Livingston's councils are still to be confirmed by the Electoral Commission. The new owners of the Daunia and Blackwater coal mines hope to see increased exports to markets like India, Japan, South Korea and Taiwan. Aussie-owned Whitehaven has officially taken the reins from BMA, with 95% of the workforce staying through the transition. CEO Paul Flynn says they're committed to Central Queensland for the long haul.
In New South Wales, we've established a track record of supporting local jobs, local businesses, and investing in our regions, and Queenslanders can be confident we'll bring that same approach with us.
And if aviation firefighters go ahead with strike action, there are fears it will take our airports days to recover. The United Firefighters Union claims there's an extreme risk Gladstone Airport doesn't have firefighting capability to deal with a major emergency, and a high risk Rocky doesn't. Queensland-based Aviation Projects Managing Director Keith Tonkin adds the 4-hour April 15 stop work will be disruptive for Central Queensland travellers.
Because the aircraft need to travel between airports and airports from origins to destinations and back again and to other places, and that network system will be disrupted across Australia.
Air Services Australia, which operates the firefighting services, says the risk ratings are based on theoretical scenarios. In sport, the Windlass brothers have a bonus shot at opening their account for the Rugby Capricornia season this Saturday. They'll head to Mount Morgan to meet the ladder-leading Drovers.